Thank you again for listening to Doers of the Word. James chapter 1 verse 22 from the New King James Bible. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Dear Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua Messiah, we come to you, Heavenly Father God, the God who created the heavens, the earth, the seas, and the universe, the one true Most High God, Elohim, Adonai, Jehovah, Yahweh, the God of everything. We come to you in humble fashion, Lord God, asking you first, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins that we have committed against you, Lord God. Lord God, we also asking you that you will bless all those ones who are listening to this program, Lord God, Doers of the Word. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the opportunity to speak your word and listen to your holy word from the Bible. Lord God, we want to ask that you would just please, Lord God, your spirit, your wisdom, your hand, your power, your grace and mercy will go forth throughout the earth and be upon those ones who have a hunger and a thirst and a desire to read your word, to know who you are, and to obey your word and your statutes and your laws, Lord God. Father God, I pray that you give me the words to speak and not speak, so souls be saved by your spirit and hand and by your love and grace and mercy, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father God, ones who are listening to this program will come to know you and appreciate and receive and believe in you, Heavenly Father God, giving you reverence and awe, giving you the glory and thanks for everything. You have created everything that we see and don't see. Lord God, help us not to take you for granted, Lord God. Lord God, help us to appreciate and love you and trust you, and help us to do the word of the Lord God. Lord God, I ask that this message that you have given me will go out throughout the nations, that people will come to know that you one day are going to send your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah, back to the clouds in the air on the earth. And Lord God, I pray that you help prepare me to prepare others for the return of Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. Thank you, Lord God, for this message, and I thank you for the ones listening. Bless them, and I ask all these things and thanking you, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, Yeshua Messiah. Amen. We are going to be studying from the book of Isaiah chapter 1. Please turn into your Bible to Isaiah chapter 1. To give you some history background about the book of Isaiah, the purpose of it was for Isaiah to call the nation of Judah back to God and tell of God's salvation through the Messiah. The author of the book of Isaiah is Isaiah, and the setting is writing and speaking mainly in Jerusalem. The themes of the book of Isaiah is holiness, punishment, salvation, the Messiah, and hope. We're going to begin studying from the book of Isaiah chapter 1, reading from the New King James Version. Verse 1, the vision of Isaiah the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Verse 2, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider. In these verses 2 and 3, the Lord God is speaking through Isaiah, and the Lord God is telling Isaiah to tell the people of Israel that he has nourished them and brought them up. He has taken care of them. However, the children of Israel rebelled against the Lord God. The God of Israel also says in verse 3 that the ox, an animal, knows its owner, and also the donkey knows where its master's crib is. However, but Israel does not even know the Lord God, the Almighty God, and do not even consider him as their master and savior and provider and protector. Let's continue reading in verse 4 of Isaiah chapter 1. Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corrupters. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backward. Verse 4 in Isaiah chapter 1 says that the nation has become sinful, full of iniquity and evildoers, corrupters, which they have forsaken the Lord and have provoked the Lord God to anger. And the Holy One of Israel is going to, unfortunately, have to punish the ones who are continually practicing iniquity, evil doing, those who are corrupt and trying to corrupt others, those who are continually practicing forsaking the Lord and disobeying his commandments, laws, and statutes, those ones who continually to provoke the Holy One of Israel, the one true Most High God, Adonai, Elohim, Jehovah, Yahweh, the God who created everything you see and don't see. These ones have become a nation full of sin. You may say, oh, that sounds like today. Yes, my brothers and sisters and the ones who are listening to this program, if you read the book of Isaiah, you will notice that it appears to be talking about today. People have turned away from the Lord God, have forsaken the Lord God. USA has become a sinful nation, people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, people who are corrupt, people who have forsaken the Lord, have forgotten that God has nourished us and protect us, and people have rebelled against the Almighty God. And this sinful nation has turned away backward. They are going in reverse. Let's continue reading from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 5. Why should you be stricken again? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faints. We see here in verse 5 that the Lord God is saying that, do you want to be stricken again for being disobedient, for being rebellious? Do you want to be stricken again for practicing evil and corruption and forsaking the Lord? Then verse 5 says, the whole head is sick. The body of Christ, the nation is sick. The head is sick. And the heart of the body of Christ, the heart of the nation is fainting. People are fainting from fear of what is happening now and what is going to happen. Continue reading in verse 6 in Isaiah chapter 1. From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed or bound up or soothed with ointment. God is paralleling the sickness of the nation, the sickness of the body of Christ, to a human body that is filled with disease and infirmities and unable to heal because of the open sores. From the sole of the foot to the top of the head, saying that even the whole head is sick. In verse 6, he says, there's no soundness in it. There's no healthiness in it. The wounds and bruises are open and putrefying sores. The wound has not been closed up. The body of Christ, the nation, the USA, is still sick, and nothing is going to soothe it with ointment because the nation has and continuing to practice evilness, corruption. They've forsaken the Lord. They have rebelled against the Lord God. God has nourished and brought up this nation and the body of Christ, and they continue to rebel, and they do not even know or consider the ways of the Lord. Continue reading in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 7. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Strangers devour your land and your presence. We see here this is something that happened in Isaiah, predicting this in the book of Isaiah. However, it's happening today. We see here that this country, USA, is desolate, desolate of the Spirit of God, desolate of the obedience and the teachings and the submission and humbleness toward God. We see that the cities are going to be burned with fire. The Lord God does not like it when we disobey Him continually and purposely, when we rebel against Him, when we do evil and corruption against those ones who cannot protect themselves, against homeless people, widows and widowers, people who are poor, people who need help. It also says in God's Word, the Holy Bible, in verse 7, that strangers will devour your land in your presence. That speaks about what's going to happen to USA, that God is going to allow strangers to come into this land and devour it, because the land, the USA, the nation, rebelled against God, have not obeyed His commandments, laws, and statutes, have become a sinful nation. They have become people laden with iniquity. They have become a brood of evildoers. The people are corrupt and have forsaken the Lord and provoked God to anger. Let's continue reading in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 8. And it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. So the daughter of Zion is left as a booth in a vineyard, as a hut in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. In verse 8, it continues on when God is telling Isaiah to speak to the children of Israel that the city is going to be overthrown by strangers and it is desolate. The daughter of Zion is left as a booth in a vineyard, as a hut of garden of cucumbers. Also in verse 9, it says that the city is going to be besieged. Besiege means to surround. So we see here by God's Word, the Holy Bible, that the strangers are going to devour the city. It's going to be desolate, and the city is going to be surrounded by strangers who is going to devour the city. Continue reading in verse 9 of Isaiah chapter 1. Unless the Lord of hosts had left to us a very small remnant, we would have become like Sodom. We would have been made like Gomorrah. Now, this is a reference to Sodom and Gomorrah, and we are going to turn to God's Word, the Holy Bible. In Genesis chapter 19, verses 1 through 25, it speaks about how depraved Sodom and Gomorrah had become. They have become so wicked that they have enjoyed living a sinful and ungodly life. Let's go to verse 12. Then the men said to Lot, "Have you anyone else here? Son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city, take them out of this place." Verse 13 in Genesis chapter 19. "For we would destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it." Returning to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 9. So we see here by God's Word, the Holy Bible, that He is going to leave a very small remnant in the day when He is going to destroy the wicked, ungodly, rebellious nations. And He protected Lot and his family. God protected Noah and his family. So we see here by God's Word, the Holy Bible, if you are a born again, true servant, believer, follower, doer of the Word of God, you have nothing to fear when God brings His judgment upon the wicked, rebellious, unthankful, ungodly nations. We will continue our study in the book of Isaiah, the Lord's will. I will be here again on Doers of the Word. For more information, please call Butterfly Journey Ministries at 678-523-2634 or go online to our website at butterflyjourney.tripod.com. Again, that's butterflyjourney.tripod.com.
If you are a widow, a widower, homeless, orphan, your parents are foster parents, you're a single parent, or you're an elderly senior citizen 65 or older, and you live in the United States of America, you may call us for a free Holy Bible at 678-523-2634. Email us at butterflyjourney@yahoo.com. Again, that's butterflyjourney@yahoo.com. God bless you.